You ready?
Yep.
Hi, Reed. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Dad?
I'm fine. Great.
Okay.
Welcome to a 10 questions episode.
Thanks. Wait, me, you're the listener.
I meant it for you, but I suppose. Hi, listener. Welcome to a 10 questions episode, which we've not done
in a while.
In a while, yeah. So we ask each other 10 questions.
Yeah. Neither of us have seen the questions yet.
Right.
Well, the other person's questions.
I've seen mine that I'm going to ask you.
Yeah. I've seen mine that I'm going to ask you.
Great. So this is the first time we have seen these questions. This is a big hit of a episode, this format.
Is it?
Yep. Yep. It's not the least favorite thing we do.
What is the least favorite?
I don't know.
Not the 10 questions.
This is not the least favorite thing. This is not it. We're still waiting. Maybe, yeah. Well, we should dive right in. Any updates or anything we need to?
I don't think so.
No. I guess maybe we're recording this maybe sooner than we'll release it.
Yeah,
which just is to space things out.
New for us.
Yeah, to be ahead of the game since we were so behind. Okay. We have no idea who went first last time, even though I know we ask that question every time.
Yeah, every time we don't know.
Yep. Have you got a good one or have you got a good one to go second?
I don't have like a super... You can go first.
Okay. My first question. This is good. Since you just recently graduated, what did you learn in college?
Some stuff.
Okay.
I learned a lot of different things, but I think I learned a lot about how to research and how to write.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Is that the most consequential, important, meaningful to you?
I don't know yet. I liked them.
Okay.
Yeah, one time in the most recent semester, I was doing an independent study with my history advisor, and I don't even remember what I said, but I said something to him, and he looked at me, and he goes, "Oh, yeah, you're definitely a history senior." And I went, "Is that good?" And he was like, "Yeah, it means you learned something." And I was like, "Okay, good."
Oh, nice. That's a pretty nice compliment.
Yeah.
To distinguish yourself from someone you would have been 2 years before that.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I knew at least a little bit of how to, I wish I remember what I had said. I knew how to think like a history major at least.
That's one of those things that we think in college is like what you're supposed to do, but it's hard to articulate.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Polaroid pictures. Cool revamp or not good?
I think it's really cool. I think the idea of putting something into a print format is a really good idea. I don't know if that's the best medium. Like, I don't... What's the quality like?
They're fine.
Okay. I think it's really great that you could take a picture and then say, "Hey, here's a thing that is a picture you can put on your wall."
Yeah.
Instead of on your screen. Yeah. So right. I like that.
Yeah.
And the quality of it is less important than the permanence of it or the immediacy of it.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe it's not as good as it used to be. They're smaller. Polaroids used to be like 4-inch squares, I remember.
Oh, yeah, then at least the ones that, like my Polaroid camera and my friend's Polaroid camera, they're at least smaller.
So you take a picture on the camera and it's, and then you can print it out from that camera.
Yeah, it prints out immediately.
Is this a big thing with the Generation W, whatever you are?
I think you're Generation W.
Generation X.
I'm Gen Z.
Yeah. So is it like a big thing?
It's a fairly big thing. It's not like overly popular, but
it's not the TikTok of the analog world.
No.
I don't even know what I'm saying.
I don't know what that means, okay. But I don't think it's accurate.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Just curious. Yeah. Yeah. I'm happy to see things move that direction.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like vinyl, but not like vinyl.
I was about to wonder. Yeah. Vinyl's bigger. Probably.
Yeah. Okay. Or like, I'm seeing more people with like the disposable cameras again.
Okay, so like it's a disposable film camera and then you get it processed?
Yeah. Like what we used to do in like the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's coming back.
Mhm.
Huh. And the charm is that you can't see what picture you took, and then it's like, oh,
yeah,
that's a picture I took.
Yeah, and
oh,
that
look,
they're
another shitty picture I took.
Yeah, that they're not great quality, but then you have a physical picture.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Kids these days are.
They're, I don't know. Yeah, they're. I mean, if they kept going that way, that'd be great.
Yeah, we'll see.
I don't like the TikToks.
I don't. You basically are getting them on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like those reels.
Yeah.
They're basically just TikTok.
But it's just like, if it's about dogs, it's fine. Everything else is.
Yeah. Or you like those like, kind of, humorous hiking ones.
There's one in particular, and the rest like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's okay. You don't have to know.
Okay. My question to you for you, what's your favorite beer? It was not long ago that you wouldn't have had
an answer.
An answer.
Even
a possibility of such.
I like stouts in general.
Hmm.
Or like red ale kind of stuff. So okay. Like darker.
Yeah. Maltier.
Yeah. I don't like the hoppy as much.
Yeah. That's fine. They're overrated.
Yeah. I don't know if it's like touristy or something like that to say that Guinness might be my favorite, but I do really like Guinness.
Yeah. It's a legitimately good beer, I think.
Yeah. It's been around for a while. So
yeah.
They hopefully know what they're doing by this point.
Yeah. I mean, I think it is a trendy, touristy thing, but it's also like when they put on taps in Ireland. I was recently in Ireland.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You were there too.
I was also there.
Yeah.
You can listen to our
last
episode.
Yeah. When they had Guinness, which is a major, major production beer. Mm-hmm. Next to Coors Light, which is a major production beer.
Like
they just don't. One of those is
good.
Right. And yeah, hard stop.
Yeah. I did think it was funny to like have Coors coasters.
Yeah.
Then it said like as cold as the Rockies in Ireland.
Yeah.
With our Guinness on top of it.
Yeah. I put my water glass on top of the Coors coaster.
Oh, that works too.
Yeah, I think that was more appropriate.
Yeah.
Okay. You answered the question. Good job.
Yeah. Thanks. Anakin Skywalker or Darth Vader?
This feels like a theme we've come up with before.
Probably.
Darth Vader. Way more interesting.
Why is that?
Well, he's like...
complicated.
Yeah, it's complicated. See, villain? I don't know. Well, you have to know the imagine the backstory makes Darth Vader more interesting.
Yeah.
Plus, maybe the writing was equally simplistic for both of those characters,
mm-hmm.
but but at least with Darth Vader, it was like, ooh, mask and half, half man, half person, half droid or half machine.
Right.
Yeah. Plus the nostalgia.
Right. So you don't think Anakin is equally complicated to Darth Vader?
No. Oh. No. He just like messed up.
Mm.
That's all. Sorry, I was just silencing my phone. It was starting to do a thing. But also the nostalgia of Darth Vader, like that was my first like, ooh, that's a really bad guy.
Yeah.
But kind of a cool bad guy.
Yeah, but then maybe he's not a bad guy.
Right. Yeah. As I got to like come of age with Darth Vader's kind of
arc
and redemption.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, with the return of the Jedi.
Yeah. Cause he returns to being a good guy again.
Oh wait, I just put it together. It's like a double meaning.
Yeah.
Yeah, Return of the Jedi, but also the That's actually a pretty good title.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like they thought about it for a second.
Yeah, which maybe I didn't expect.
Yeah. 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 Some other things I think they didn't think about as hard.
Yeah. But yeah, for the nostalgia alone, Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Let's see. I like to mix these up. Here's an easy one. What's the most significant historical event of the 21st century? Wow, what a mind-bending question. Historical, but 21st century. And you're a history major.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, so history is weird because like you don't often know the significance of stuff until you're looking back on it.
I was thinking that would be the case. So I thought,
yeah.
Yeah.
So
now if you're right, we can look back on this and say, oh, Reed, you nailed it. If you're wrong, you know, no one's going to care.
Yeah. But then also like things are so much more documented now. And saved on a significantly, well, I don't know. It seems like internet and like the way that things are stored on like the internet and like the cloud and stuff like that seems like a much more permanent thing than like paper documentation. But I'm not positive on that. Like, I don't know. We might not have access.
One big blip and all of a sudden it's all gone or something.
Yeah, like. We could have that, but it seems like at least right now, it seems like things are going to be much more documented in a way that wasn't always the case.
Yeah.
So like we could have a much deeper understanding of a lot of different points of view rather than just the people who we care about enough to save their points of view.
Oh, yeah.
And people are much more like literate now and more educated, at least in the Western world, or not necessarily just the Western world, but in a lot of first world countries.
Yeah.
People are much more educated.
Yeah.
Which I think changes stuff. I don't know. I would say probably COVID would have something with that.
Global.
I don't know. We're still pretty new with the 21st century.
Right.
So.
Wow, Dad, that was such a good question.
Yeah, good job. ask me at the end of my life.
That's why I'm asking now, so you can like say.
So I can predict it.
But you said COVID. That's.
Yeah.
Seems like a good answer. I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, the other ones, like, they're not as worldwide. So I guess if like you're focusing on a specific region,
yeah,
other cases can be argued. And also depends on the kind of history you're studying. So like if you're looking at like cultural history, so like how culture and stuff has developed. So like, again, with like internet and stuff like that, that could be a big thing. Or like political history, you can look at it. Like the changing with the US politics with like Trump and those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. What's
that's what the historians say.
Yeah. We'll see what's saved. And then that will affect how we read history later.
Right. Okay. It's almost a cop out, but not quite.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was turning your mic like that just in case. It's they call them the plosives. The pops on the mic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someday we'll invest in a mic
guard.
Yeah, thing.
Fancy.
Screen. Oh, your turn.
What's a good next one? Do you have a favorite flower?
I guess not.
Awesome. That was a good question.
Yeah. I'm hard pressed to think of one. Maybe a trillium.
What's that one?
Oh, so it's a three-petaled flower of like the, I'm sure there are other places, but the Pacific Northwest.
Mm.
You don't see them very often.
Yeah.
Except in, I think Tryon Creek State Park was a good place, which is close to where I went to college a long time ago.
Yeah.
They're probably extinct now.
I don't know.
Yeah.
There's still lots of woods and stuff there.
True. I don't know that I don't have an obvious favorite flower.
Mm. Okay, your turn.
Okay. What's the most unimpressive dessert?
Unimpressive dessert?
Uh-huh.
Could you define how you're thinking of unimpressive?
I would say no, I won't. You have to. But I was thinking of like, oh, that sounds really amazing. And then it's like, or maybe all.
Oh, like.
All show and no. What's the phrase?
Tell.
Yeah. All. It looks good. Seems like it would be good, but it isn't really. There's nothing to write home about as far as just eating it. But also it could just be a dessert, like, I don't really like it.
Yeah. I guess anything that's like just overly dry. And it's like just kind of that one note.
Okay.
Like it's not that there's anything necessarily wrong.
Like a shortbread cookie?
Maybe. I don't know, but I do like shortbread.
Yeah. But there's good shortbread and then there's like most shortbread.
Right. Yeah. I guess when you get like a not great shortbread or something.
Yeah. Okay.
Or like when a scone or something is just kind of I think scones can either be like the best things ever, mm-hmm. or they're just kind of fine. Like, I don't think they're ever bad. It's just kind of,
yeah.
It's like, oh, I don't have any spit left in my mouth.
Right. Like a 2-day old scone.
Yeah.
Different people have different definitions of what a scone is.
Yeah. I was thinking like a
real scone.
Like a breakfast scone.
Yeah.
Thing.
Kind of triangle shaped.
Yeah.
Pretty dense.
Yeah, like the ones that you find at like a coffee shop.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That makes sense. Are you thinking like scone like a roll kind of thing?
Yeah, there's different variations of what people call scones, especially in Utah, but I think there's other places too there that it's like I think like a fry bread people call a scone, which is wrong, but I'm not going to argue with them because I like the fry bread.
Yeah, we could do a whole an episode on reviewing scones,
baked goods.
Yeah,
okay. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I'll just have to remember it. Okay.
What is the best playground game, in your opinion?
Playground game, like tag.
Yeah.
Like hide and seek,
hopscotch, foursquare.
Ooh, yeah.
Those ones.
Uh-huh. Not a big fan of tag.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
Any of the variations?
No.
Freeze tag.
Yeah. I like the capture the flag kind of playground game.
Yeah.
Takes more organization.
Right. Which is hard.
Yeah.
For a lot of children.
I assume we're flashing back to when we were 10 and
yeah,
where I had a gravel playground, shards of glass.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, bordered by sticker bushes and stuff. So we never played capture the flag. It was too complicated for the people I grew up with. But I think that's a solid game.
Yeah.
Or when I was growing up and we'd go like back to visit cousins in Maine, we'd play capture the flag. Is that what I just said?
Yeah.
No, kick the can. Sorry.
Oh, where you're like swinging each other around?
No, it's like hide and seek.
Oh.
But so there's one person finding everyone else, but everyone else is also trying to free the people who've been found. And in order to do that, you run to like a turned upside down pail or something and you kick it before you're found or tagged. So it's a combination of
that sounds kind of fun.
A capture, tag, hide and seek game.
Nice.
And you'd usually play it at dusk because there's more chances of it's harder to find people.
Right.
And more chances of getting hurt.
That's the ideal situation when you're like 5.
Good fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good game. How do you choose the next place you would want to move to?
Wherever works out.
For the record, like you're fine.
Yeah.
Living here. It's not a problem. Oops. I'm not, this was not a passive aggressive, like, hey, how are you?
What's your next plan?
How are you thinking about? Yeah. But what are your criteria?
Somewhere I have a job or a school thing.
Okay.
So wherever that is.
Like wherever. Like, hey, we've offered you a position in Beirut or
I don't know where that is.
Okay, Lebanon.
Oh.
Houston.
Oh.
Okay, see? Okay.
Fargo.
North Dakota.
I don't know anything about the Dakotas. I guess that's not true. I know some things about the Dakotas.
Yeah, there's two of them.
Yeah. They're north and south.
Uh-huh.
I think ideally a place that I have friends or some connections mm-hmm. already. Yeah. Somewhere. Most of the places I'm looking are pretty west.
Yeah.
With some exceptions of like the big, well, not really big cities, but like the stuff where the places where things are happening, like DC and.
Yeah, that's a big city.
Yeah, so big city. But I'm not like New York.
Okay.
I don't think. Yeah, somewhere, ideally somewhere that's like politically kind of nice. If there are mountains nearby, that's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Huh.
Where do you think I should go?
Oh, probably. I mean, it's not up to me. I don't think you should like think, oh, I don't want to go there because it's not perfect. I don't think you're doing this.
Right.
But yeah. Like you should try things out because you never know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Your turn.
Would you rather always have kitty litter stuck to your feet, but it's clean, or always kind of be smelling dog poop, but there's no poop and no one else can smell it?
Wow. Wow. Wow, good one. Would I rather smell dog poop all the time or have cat litter stuck to my feet?
It's clean cat litter, though.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. So for the record, neither of those are great. No to both of them. But I suppose if it's clean cat litter, I'd have to prefer that.
Yeah.
So there you go. Great question.
Thanks. Uh-huh. I was running out of ideas.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good one to put in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's good. What a conundrum. Wow. This is.
Yeah. If you had
that, that is not a question asked on any other podcast.
Yeah. It's what sets us apart.
That's right. So in the context of we just got back from Ireland and you know, traveled, where would you most want to travel next as like a, you know, visit destination?
I would like to see places that I've studied in history. And I've studied a lot of World War II and the Holocaust stuff. So, like, I think it'd be cool to do, like, a self-guided tour of like, it's probably starting in like, I don't know, maybe Normandy area and then go east into Germany and then into Poland and visit some camps or something.
Wow.
But I don't know. I don't speak any of those languages, which makes it a little bit harder.
Sure. But you could do it.
Yeah, I could figure it out.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. You should do that.
Yeah. Clicky pen or capped pen?
Okay. So I used to say clicky pen. I think those are in many ways ideal. But I also used to like keep them in my pocket for different like field work or whatever. And then I don't think I do this anymore, or I would do this anymore, but I stopped, cause I'd like put my hands in my pocket and I'd start clicking like, here's one.
Right.
It's like, that's my fidget.
Yeah.
Which is nice. This is a nice clicker.
Yeah.
Kind of pen. And then,
you'd have ink.
I'd have ink. And especially if I left it open.
Right.
Cause it's a 50-50 chance. Then the ink, this happened on a few occasions, then the ink would just soak into whatever I was wearing.
That's fun.
So, well, that said, maybe because I'm thinking on my pens, I think I still have clicky pens. I just don't put them in my pocket.
Right. That seems smart.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've took me like 3 years to learn that. Excuse me. So I totally went 180 there. Coming back to the clicky pens.
Yeah.
They're the better ones, as evidenced by the fact that they're sitting right here on this desk.
Yeah. Yeah, I see no capped pens.
Yeah. I like the I have click pens that are like three colors and one pencil lead.
Yeah.
All in the same.
Mm-hmm.
Or, but my favorite pens actually are the fountain pens, which have a cap. So I changed my answer.
Okay.
Cap pens. Yep.
As long as it's the fountain pen.
Yeah. I mean, that just happens to be what they are. There's no such thing as a fountain click pen.
Right.
Q listener who's going to write it. Oh, you should have tried this.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, fountain pen is going to be a fountain pen with a cap.
Nice.
Yep. What's the most eccentric department at a university, or the most eccentric faculty discipline? So many to choose from.
Like in teaching styles, or like in dress, or
I was just thinking in their existence. Go ahead and generalize. No one will be upset except for one group of people.
Well, I don't think being eccentric is necessarily a bad thing.
That's good. Okay, yeah, way to to smooth it out there.
I think there are some science teachers who are like Mrs. Frizzle in the magic school bus.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. There's a lot of variation between, like, even within departments.
Yeah. Fair.
Like, you have, like, the grumpy old guy and then, like, the super happy new person right next to them in the same department.
Yeah, that's pretty universal.
So.
Especially the grumpy old guy.
Yeah, and then you always forget about that guy.
Yeah, well, he's forgotten about you too.
I do think, like, if you're looking at, like, the department and, like, the variation, history is very varied in who teaches it. Like, all of my professors who taught history, well, there were only three history people, but they were each very different from the next person. So, like, in that version, I guess that's, it's not really eccentric, but.
Yeah, but all over.
Yeah. Yeah,
varied, as you say.
Yeah. I don't know. Did you have an idea when you asked the question?
There's a stereotype of English departments being
yeah
kind of off the rails. And you would think I was about to say, oh, but that's not really true. But I'm not going to say that. And plenty of physics departments are like that. But plenty of other, like, plenty of departments are like that.
Right.
Like, I think there's something about if you've got a bunch of people together who've earned PhDs, there's going to be a diagnosis there.
Yeah. I think PhD people, like, no offense, but I think you've got to be a little bit crazy to get a PhD.
Yeah. And they've dug themselves a hole or put themselves into
a little niche.
Yeah. And kind of defended that niche.
Yeah. Because that's how you get a PhD is you have to stand in front of people and defend what you're saying.
Yep. Yep. And you've worked so hard to defend that one thing.
Yeah.
And then you go and spend your life doing that thing.
Yeah. Seems like kind of a weird system.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You should think of grad school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You should totally do that.
Yeah. I could do a PhD on why the PhD program is weird.
Oh, yeah. History of PhD programs.
Yeah.
And the academy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Although my history advisor told me maybe don't go into history.
Yeah.
Because it's being not funded most places.
Sure. We still need to learn it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah. Do where your passion, go where your passions lie.
Yeah.
Okay, your question.
So if David Letterman is interviewing you, what are you going to talk about?
I don't know. Whatever he asks me. We just saw David Letterman interviewing John Mulaney.
Yeah.
Which was really cool.
On Netflix, not in person or anything like that.
Yeah, we weren't there.
But yeah.
We were there. What are we going to talk about?
Yeah.
Our podcast. I would want to talk about like someone like, so he's like, okay, let's get in depth in the issues or like what would be interesting. Right. I would want to talk about the state and purpose of education.
Mm.
What does it mean to learn something?
That'd be good.
I don't know if that's a David Letterman topic. But we could compare schooling and where, what the state of education is and what was it like for him to go to school versus, I mean, that seems to be the flavor of the things that he talks about.
Yeah. It's less of an interview and more of a conversation.
Yeah.
Which I think is how more interviews should go.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, but that, if I were to pick a topic of like, here's what would be interesting to talk about with a good interviewer or a good discussion host, that would be it, I think.
Sounds good.
Okay. And I guess that rings true because I ask you about school and stuff a lot.
Yeah. And you've almost written books on it.
Yeah, I have good intentions to write a book on that.
Yeah.
And I've written a lot of pieces about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But so that's, I guess that's, speaking of eccentric and PhDs, that's where my eccentricities and expertise supposedly lies. So, speaking of, what are you reading now or excited to read?
I'm currently reading I'm reading the second book in the Scythe series, Thunderhead.
Uh-huh.
I've
seen it and heard good things about it.
Yeah, it's good. I don't think it's quite as good as the first one. So I'm a little less motivated when reading it. And then I'm also, not as actively reading, but still kind of reading, Fairy Tale by Stephen King.
Oh yeah.
Which I have been reading on and off for a while.
Yeah. But
is really good.
Is that Okay, so I just assumed or thought that was a collection of short stories.
No, Fairy Tale is about this like teenage boy who initially, so he sees like a neighbor, an old, like an elderly neighbor, like fall and break his leg, and he helps him and then ends up taking care of the dog, and then ends up in like a magical world on a quest to like save this dog.
Oh.
So it's really about a boy and his and the love for his dog.
Oh, okay.
It's very sweet.
Huh.
But also there's like monsters and like kind of fantasy, but still based in a kind of realism.
Okay. Scary, not horror.
No, it's less horror than a lot of King's stuff, which I like a little bit more.
Yeah. It sounds cool.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd probably like it, actually.
Okay. Yeah, I've got like, literally, I've got 4 books I've started. And
yeah.
So, of course, I'm looking for another one. Okay, interesting.
Let's see. What is the worst LaCroix flavor that you have tried?
Well, they're all kind of the same. I like things that are more lemon or lime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of like that shortbread thing. Like
It's all fine.
I don't have any one in particular, but if it tries too hard, then that's the one I don't like.
Yeah.
Like if it's guava kiwi,
mm.
I don't need that.
Right.
Just give me a lime drink or a glass of water.
Yeah.
That'd be fine. I sound like such a grumpy old man. Back in my day, we just had water.
Yeah. Yeah, no bubbles or anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I like like even just like sparkling water without a flavor is fine.
Right.
But yeah, that's true. Flat waters is fine too.
Yeah. You don't even have the fancy cold water.
Straight out of the tap.
Yeah. You just like put it on lukewarm, like out of the faucet and just whatever drink comes that. Out.
Yep. There's a toilet bowl. I'll just scoop it right out.
No.
It looks perfectly fine. Yeah. That's not actually true. That is actually gross.
Yeah.
But
you do drink it right out of the tap.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, there's nothing wrong with it, but like there is cold water in the fridge that you could also drink.
Sure. It's cold enough coming out of the tap.
Right. Okay.
And I don't. Then I'm not taking water from someone else who really wants cold water.
Mm.
So there you go. That's me always giving, always thinking of others. So I've got 2 more questions.
So do I.
Okay. What's something that is currently normal, quote unquote, that won't be normal in 10 years? So, and to give you, as you're thinking, here's what I thought. It's like, there are things like smoking on an airplane.
But that's not normal.
Right. But it used to be.
10 years ago it was. Or not even.
Farther back in time.
25.
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I wasn't alive.
Some amount of time. Like it was perfectly normal. Or perfectly normal to smoke in a restaurant.
Ew.
Right. That's ridiculous. Who would ever do that? Well, everyone.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You watch those old movies.
Yeah. All old movies like from 1980. Like from my childhood.
Yeah. Well, like even a couple years ago, we didn't over here, we didn't wear masks. ever.
Yeah.
And now it's kind of more of a norm. Like if you are, even if you just have a cold,
yeah,
you wear a mask when you're out and about.
Yeah.
Which I kind of like that because I don't want it, someone sneezing on me that I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I don't really want anyone sneezing on me, but especially if I don't know you, I don't want you to sneeze on me. I think we might have more, like, I think now when I was growing up, there was a norm, like an expectation of you get a house when you're older. I think now more of the norm is moving towards apartments.
Yeah.
So I wonder if that will be shifting.
Yeah. Just different density of living.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And affordability of living.
Yeah.
I hope there are more like affordable electric vehicles.
Mm. I think there will be.
Yeah.
I think that's
because they've already gotten
right
more common.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Good things. We'll see. I'm asking you to predict all kinds of stuff in the future.
Yeah. It's not, my degree is in history, not in
future history.
Future.
It'll be history.
One day. Yeah.
Yeah.
How would you go about finding Bigfoot?
Oh, you have to be really quiet.
Yeah.
Well, clearly most people do it wrong.
Right.
So
the that's way the first no thing I'd
point out. Yeah. You've got to do something different.
Yeah.
To be clear, I don't actually think there is such a thing, though I'm perfectly open and like the idea of such a thing existing.
Yeah.
But I think what you'd have to do is be patient and not go anywhere. You'd have to find a place that isn't close to a trail or close to, like, you just have to find this other place.
Yeah. And being at the right place at the right time.
Yeah, but clearly Bigfoot doesn't want to or is good at not being found.
Yeah. The thing I'm unclear of is, like, is Bigfoot a species or is Bigfoot just one Bigfoot?
Oh, I assumed it was a species of
Bigfeet.
Yeah.
Sasquatch.
Otherwise you don't have a population. You don't have a generational.
Yeah.
They don't maintain themselves.
Or Bigfoot's like that jellyfish that, like, has been living for thousands of years.
Mm.
And it just is still hanging in there.
Yeah. There's some metabolism and other kinds of things that I don't think it would.
Yeah.
Be a, that's a, not a viable time scale. Yeah. But that, so if you imagine Bigfoot as like this magical thing, rather than an, you know, science,
carbon-based life form.
Yeah, that follows the rules of science.
Right.
So that's different. That's like, how do I find a unicorn or a...
Mm.
Or a...
That was actually my next question.
Oh, shoot.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. So you'd have to do something that is different than what's been done before.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry, I haven't gotten...
That's okay.
I don't want to give away our secrets.
Our friend Bigfoot.
Yep.
In the backyard.
Yeah, that'd be... Yeah, maybe you lure them. I don't think you can lure a Bigfoot.
No, I don't know what he wants.
Yeah. Or she.
Yeah. Yeah, all the big feet.
What are their pronouns?
Well, it depends on which Bigfoot you're talking to.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Yeah. Bigfoot is a fun idea.
Yeah.
But I don't think
I don't think Bigfoot is real.
Like rodents of unusual size.
Jump out.
Yeah. That's how you attract them. That's right. You don't believe in them. That's how you get them to
come. Yeah. And then they attack you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you burn it with just the random.
In the fire swamp.
Fire swamp.
Yeah. We're starting to mix our.
Those are different.
Our mythologies here. Okay. That was your second to last question.
Yeah.
Okay. So my last question is, now that you've been hanging out with us post-grad, and have observed midlife people in their natural habitat.
Right.
What, from your perspective, is good life advice for the two of us, your mom and dad? Not thinking of us as parents, but as like, oh, that's how you live your life. You know what you should do?
I think you're very busy.
Okay.
Which I don't know if you necessarily enjoy.
Yeah, lately I've been too busy. Like there's been a, my summer is punctuated by super busy things and then looking forward to not being busy.
Yeah. Or like mom will be like, oh, I'm going to have a relaxing day, and she doesn't sit down all day.
Yeah.
And she's doing 8 different projects all day.
Yeah.
That's, I don't think you're doing relaxing right.
Yeah. Oh, that's really good outside observational input.
Yeah. Huh.
So be less busy. You think we should be less busy?
I think you should prioritize the things that you're busy with. And categorize what you want to be busy doing.
Yeah. So do you see things, maybe this is too, like you don't want to judge, but.
No.
But do you think, oh yeah, yeah, you shouldn't be doing that thing.
I don't think there's anything you shouldn't be doing. I think if you're stressed or not happy doing the things, then I think that there's some reevaluating that should be happening.
Wow. No, that's.
But I'm not going to tell you how to live your life.
Yeah, I do like all the things that I get to do, but.
Right, yeah.
But I can do all of those things, but less of them. That's fair. That's really good advice.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks. Okay. Good life advice.
Last question.
Okay.
Maybe a good question. I don't know. So since going abroad.
Yeah.
And now knowing of Mars bars, the candy.
Yeah.
It's
an American candy too.
I've never seen it here though.
Oh, okay. Well, it is.
Oh, okay.
Although it looked different. Keep going.
Okay,
I'll adapt to your question because I can see this. I know this is going to be a good one.
Yeah. Design. Come up with your own space-themed candy.
Oh, okay. That's a good. So the candy and chocolate in particular is just better in Europe than it is here.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's widely known. Okay. So space-themed.
Sugar. Not.
Yeah. And the chocolate is better.
Yeah.
I think that's. Yeah. Okay, but I'm coming up with just the idea of a candy that has a space theme.
Yeah.
So Milky Way bars have been taken.
Right.
Mars bars have been taken.
Which Mars bars are kind of Milky Ways, but not quite.
Yeah, they're similar.
They're similar.
Yeah. So what would be a good... And it's just like the marketing part of it or the, flavor of it.
I was thinking both, but if you just want the marketing part, you can do that too.
Yeah. I think, you know, Saturn gets too much attention.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, it's so
cocky. What's the one people can
Oh, yeah, that Saturn is my favorite. Yeah, great. it'd be funny to have a Uranus bar.
yeah, there's probably a reason why there's not.
Yeah. Yeah. But we should go beyond that. We should do something that's more outside of that, but less obvious. So like the yeah, good question. Oh, we'd call it the Hubble bar. Okay. So Hubble,
like the telescope?
Yeah, so the telescope is named after Edwin Hubble, who is given credit for characterizing the expansion of the universe. So it's like the universe is getting bigger and bigger, even though it's not moving in any direction. It's just expanding.
Yeah. No edge.
Yeah. So super deep principle. I don't know what that means for a chocolate bar, but it's
a continually expanding chocolate bar.
Yeah. Like it should have like a dense center and fluffy outside or something like that. Mm. Yeah.
Like it's like marshmallow fluff with a peanut M&M center.
Yeah, you got it. And maybe like a like a gooey fudgy core.
Mm.
Which wouldn't, like, it would be, that would be not exactly accurate, but poetically accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're welcome. Nestle.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go, Hershey's.
The Hubble bar, but it wouldn't be a bar. Yeah, we need to work on this.
Yeah, need to workshop it a little bit.
Yep. Okay. Good thinking. Then you have an ad campaign with Sasquatch eating it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's hard for people to wrap their heads around, similarly to Sasquatch.
Yeah, but if you had those two things together, like, oh yeah, I totally.
Oh, I get it now.
Yeah, I love astronomy, cosmology. If Bigfoot can do cosmology, I can too.
Yeah, he's such a role model.
Yep. Okay. That was good.
Yeah.
Any last words?
I don't think so. Do you? Okay.
No, I was just glad we could kind of get a rhythm again, get a few podcasts recorded.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thanks. Next time we'll do some other
something
review
else.
Maybe. Okay. Yeah. But for now, you've got some trips and I've got some trips.
Mm-hmm.
I'll try to be a little less busy and I'll keep my feelings inside. So you keep your feelings inside.
Thanks. We'll do.
Okay. Good talking to you.
Good to talk to you too.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.